Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'd like to use that reading out of Philippians chapter 2 as my text today. I saw the movie God's Not Dead in the last week or so. It's a good movie. I recommend that you go see it. Has a student taking on the idea of proving that God's not dead to an atheist professor. A very interesting movie. Takes place on a college campus, and I was watching the movie, and it kind of took me back to college days, and there were scenes of classrooms and libraries and walking on the campus, and I was struck by something completely unrelated to the movie. They had a student there from China, one of the main characters of the plot of the movie, and he's sitting in the library at a table all by himself, just doing his homework. And as it panned across the library, there was one student after another sitting at a table, and I realized that the college is a very social place, and that's where you have your parties, and there's much talking and laughing. It can be a very lonely place, too, because you are frequently by yourself in between stuff. And even when you're sitting in one of those classes that has 250 students in it, you're kind of sitting there in your own space. And it just occurred to me that there are many times when you're alone. I suspect it is true of where you work. I suspect even though it's a very active place, there are times when you at least can feel all alone. Even in your family or in social settings or even over the holidays, there are times when you can be in a group and you can be busy and you can be in a hurry and still it seems like it can be a lonely world sometimes. Here we have a very well-known text that describes how Jesus behaved as a human. And we see a pattern that shows how we should behave, and we always look at the humility. This is a passage about humility. He emptied himself. And what we take away is that we should do the same. We should be humble. But I have a question for you. Don't you have to be where he was before you can do what he did? How can you empty yourself if you're not already full? You have to have something in the container before you can pour it out. Take a bucket full of water out to your garden and pour that water over the plants and you're watering the plants. Take an empty bucket out to the garden and you look like a dummy because your bucket's empty and you're just tipping over an empty bucket. It seems to me that many times when we are being humble, we are not being humble. We are pouring from an empty bucket. I think we work at being humble from the wrong position. We stumble and we fall and we feel miserable and one day we decide that we are not humble enough. We need to be more humble. And I know I could be wrong, but I think most of us are already there. I think if we wake up in the morning humble. Every age of life seems to have burdens. And in our very busy world, we arrive today already a little broken, already a little bruised, and we are weary and we can feel defeated even at the beginning of the day. I believe the legacy of our burden of sin is that we live in a broken world and we are broken people. Sermons on humility are fine. And if I would really browbeat you with a humbling sermon, many of you would compliment me, which I appreciate that. But is that where we are today? Is that what we need, is to be beaten into humility? I have a suggestion. First, you have to own the victory of Christ the Savior. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Isn't that where you start? In the mind of Jesus? Somehow humility has become a good work. It's the right way to act. And it's a sin if you boast or show off. So if you do something that you kind of feel good about, you hang your head and you hope somebody notices so they can pat you on the back and compliment you. Sometimes I think you can tell the really good Christians, they're the ones walking around with their face pointed to the ground and their shoulders hunched over. And it leads me to wonder, if all that we believe is true, shouldn't we walk around with our head in the clouds? And we would forget to focus on what we're doing. And it might even start to feel like our feet are barely touching the ground. Because for all the burdens of this world, it's a temporary stop. We're on our way to heaven. The cross defeats the sin that has crushed us and bruised us and wearied us and broken us. And every day, we would have to tell ourselves to steer our mind away from heaven and the glory of that place so we could take care of the few days we have on earth. Isn't that the mark of somebody who is where you are? So then in my sermons, I would have to tell you, you need to be humble. I would have to remind you to take your mind out of the stars and pay attention to the little stuff down here. Sadly, that is not how it is. I do not feel a burning need to push you down. I feel a need to lift your chin and point your face toward heaven, and that's what I would like to do. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. He calls the stars by name. He created all that exists. He only has to say, and it happens. When he appears next in the world, the Bible says every knee will bow at his appearance. He is God. Too many lives are damaged when people pretend to be God, when men decide to be God. And we're not called to do that. But aren't we called into the family? God's family? Didn't he make great and grand promises for anyone who would follow after the Savior? God calls us his children. Peter says that we are a royal priesthood, and he was talking about us. That movie, God's Not Dead, had a pastor named Pastor Dave. One of my favorite things in the movie. He always knew what to say. You don't have that kind of pastor. Sorry. It had a worship scene where everybody was constantly on their feet in absolute thrilled excitement and joy. I cannot give you that kind of worship service either. The movie had Christians who were completely sure of their connection with God. We have that person. That person is you. You just need to remember. You need to lift your chin. Remember who you are. Since I'm talking movies, there's another one of my favorite movies called Up. Movie Up is about an elderly gentleman who tied so many balloons to his house, it lifted his house up and floated him to a jungle in South America somewhere, I think. I don't know where, but his job was selling helium balloons. And what he would do was he would take several balloons and he would fill them up with the gas and he would tie them to his cart. And it was cute. He'd get to talking to somebody and he'd turn his back on the cart and it would float off the ground. He'd have to reach back and grab it and pull it back down. If you have the mind of Jesus, then you will know that you are loved by God, and you might have the same problem. You will know that you belong in heaven, and you will dream of walking among the stars, and if you don't hold on, you might just float away because you're so excited about who you are. You can get excited about being a legal citizen of heaven. And even if you're living here for now, you know it's only temporary, and that the thrill, the excitement, the joy waits for you. You could celebrate if you knew that God was watching every moment of your life, not because he's judging you. He judged your sins on the cross, watching every moment of your life because you're special to him and your life means something to him and he's accomplishing something in your life. And when that last chore is over, he's taking you home to heaven. Take a look with those eyes of faith and all of a sudden your life is full of glory every moment. Now, empty yourself. First, imagine all of that. Now pour yourself out. Live here. Be where God calls you to be and don't complain about it. Live the way God calls you to live and be content with that. Suffer the burden of your life and carry it with joy. I want people to look at your life and have a burning question that they're just dying to ask you. A question they just want to ask you every time they see you. Not how'd you get to be so rich. Not how'd you get to be so successful. Not how'd you get to be so popular. How did you get to be so happy all of the time? And you would have an answer. The one that you and I sometimes just forget. You see, I'm just here for a little while. I have this trip planned to a place called paradise, and I won't be coming back. You still have to mow the yard. You still have a job. You have a career. You have family to have some responsibility with or toward. Storms will come and gather on the horizon. And trouble will be all around. But you have this trip planned, and soon you will be there. And all of a sudden, it's kind of hard to be humble, isn't it? God grant it in Jesus' name. Amen.